Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday, hump day. It's been a good day. Good show. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate your business. Yes,
we do. Yeah, we do. I got some closing remarks for you. I've thought about this. And so in this new year, I want to remind people, because we most of us are good people or trying to become better people or, you know, doing the best we can. So we have to be considerate of others. But this year, I want you to be careful. In your consideration of others, don't ignore yourself. And I'm talking especially to women. Because women, you are about the nurturing of so many people. You're the fixer when it comes to feelings, emotions. And you make sure everybody's okay. And sometimes you ignore yourself. I want you to be aware of that. But I'm talking to men too, because I do so much for other people, but sometimes I forget to take out time for myself. So this is for everybody, but I'm especially talking to women. Be very, very aware in this upcoming year of people who lay the most useless emotion of them all on you, which is guilt. If you think about the emotion of guilt, it's the most useless emotion that we have, because it only serves one person, and that's the person applying the guilt, who's using it as a form of manipulation. Oh, so you don't forgot where you come from. I remember when you used to help me. You know, I know you got it. Man, you sitting over there, man, God done blessed you with everything, and you don't remember us? Man, stop. Stop. You really are not my obligation. You're really not. You're really, really not. You know, a funny thing happened recently. I had to release somebody. And the conversation I had to release them. It was a very fair. I had given this person ample opportunity and many chances. But in releasing the person, I still gave him a wonderful out. But you know what the person told me? What am I going to do now? He said, Mr. Harvey, you don't understand what it's like. And I'm just looking at him. And I'm trying to figure out what it is that's happening in your life that you think I have no awareness of or no experience in. And he said to me, even with this severance package you're giving me and the ability to work in other areas of your company, I would not have signed my new lease had I known this. I said, wait a minute, man. Hold on. Whoa. I don't know when your lease is up. I don't know when your lease is up. But you still have work. You still have opportunities. You still have jobs. And so he just continued to try to make me feel guilty about a decision I had made, when clearly you were no longer servicing your end of the bargain the way you could. But now all of a sudden, what am I going to do? Well, I got to think it too. Well, what do I do? When they cancel my TV shows, don't nobody give me no notice. I just come to work one day and they tell me show gone. I got to deal with it. I came to work one day and they told me Little Big Shots is gone and your talk show gone. And just walked away out my face. No warning, no nothing. I remember in 2005, Shirley and Tommy was with me when they told me I lost my TV show and then my radio show in the same month. I had no entertainment contracts at all. And they just told me it's a wrap. So what am I going to do? I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do, but you better go to work and fix it. And I still gave them out, but they were trying to make me feel guilty. No more. No. That's not how this works anymore. Listen, be considerate of others, but don't ignore yourself. Remember what you do. See, I tell people all the time, if you didn't have my number, what would you do? Well, get to doing that then. See, you ain't got to feel guilty because somebody got access to you. Having access to you don't mean they should have total access to you. Just because you know my number don't give you an in with me in every aspect of your life. You are not responsible for the life of other people. Because when you get in trouble, when you and your husband or your family get in a situation, who you got to call? Probably nobody. So stop being the one that's always made to feel like you owe them. You owe somebody, because you don't. You don't, people. Take some time out for yourself in 2025. Get yourself a hobby that you enjoy doing. You want to go down there and take a spin class? You want to go down there and take yoga? You want to go down there and do breath work? Go down there and do it. You want to go sit in therapy? Go down there and do it. You want to set up a tea with your girlfriends every Wednesday evening? Go do it. You want to have a card night on Saturdays? Go do it. Man, go enjoy your life and stop allowing people to make you feel as though you owe them when clearly they have made a conscious decision not to owe you anything. You ever gave somebody some money and they ain't give it back and then they come back for some more? That ever happened to you? I bet it has. Gave them some money, they didn't pay it back, and came back for some more. That, what? Man, like I saw this dude on Instagram. He said, you must think I'm some new kind of stupid. Where you can do something to me, let some time go by, think I'm going to forget it, and you come back to me like ain't nothing happened. You must think I'm some new kind of stupid. Well, in 2025, stop being that way. Be considerate of all that. Don't ignore yourself. Okay? Just remember, those are my closing remarks. Have a great one today, y'all. Talk to God. He'd absolutely love you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.